Seek first the kingdom of God. Do you want to live in the kingdom of God? Do any of you want to live in the kingdom of God? It's a great neighborhood. I have a simple rule of thumb for assuring our lives in the kingdom of God, that we're inside that neighborhood. Now be careful with rules of thumb. They can be overgeneralized, but I can't find a flaw in this one. So how do you live in the kingdom of God? First, don't miss Mass. Second, receive Holy Eucharist every Sunday and as often as you can. Third, go to frequent confession. Three things. Now, the church tells us to go to confession at least once a year. That's to make sure that we don't forget. That's what that teaching is all about. I try to go once a month. And if that doesn't work, at least once every 2 months. And if it gets up to every 3 months, I can't stand myself. And you can tell a difference between somebody who rarely goes to confession and people who go to confession more frequently. They know themselves better. There is huge grace in the sacraments. And the sacrament of confession is no exception. You can see this in people's lives. Don't miss Mass on Sundays and holy days. Receive Holy Eucharist as often as you can. This is what the popes have been teaching almost every single century. And go to frequent confession. It's that simple. Now, of course, there are a lot of other things that we can and should do, but if you're doing those things, they will come. And if you do these three things, you will be living in the kingdom of God. If you make it your life habit, you'll be growing, you'll be maturing in the kingdom of God, and you will see God. These are the promises of Jesus when he told us, eat my body and drink my blood, and you will have eternal life in you. Those are his promises. And gradually you'll grow in spiritual maturity to resist the devil and to resist the temptations of the world. It's like building muscle. Don't miss Mass. Sundays and holy days. Receive Holy Eucharist every Sunday and holy day and every other chance you get. Go to frequent confession. If you do these three things, you're going to grow in prayer. You will grow in charity. And you will grow in faith and hope. It's part of the package. It comes with the grace. Now, a lot of us live in darkness. And it's too bad. I don't think anyone is more unhappy than a person with a divided heart. If our heart is seeking one thing and then another thing, that very division will make us unhappy and stressed. That's darkness. And Jesus has told us, no one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Now the word mammon we've preserved. We haven't translated it, and I'll tell you why. It's not just money. Money's included in what we call mammon, but it's the things of the world. The world's not going to make you happy. It's not going to take away your darkness. You cannot serve two masters. During the month of February, we spoke about the deeper understanding of being a parishioner. We spoke that it requires a deep trust in God, and we must, all our lives, be in continuous maturing and growth process in our hope that He will never forget us. Like in the scripture, like a mother who can never forget her child. And even if she did, He will never forget us. That's His promise. And as parishioners, as we mature in our trust in that promise, to that love, we respond. The love requires a response. And that response to God and His church is, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do Your will. You can count on me." We spoke about generosity and tithing. However, generosity and tithing are little understood by people who are divided in their love, who do not trust in the Lord, but only in themselves. Meanwhile, through the church, Jesus tells us, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, or what you will wear." Jesus tells us, "Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides." That's the trust in healthy tithing. He tells us not to be anxious about anything. Do not worry about tomorrow. We've had a good month speaking about stewardship and our role and our generosity in living together as a community. In the bulletin last week, we published the latest financial statements, and this week we're publishing in the bulletin, make sure you get it, the information on the census that we took, the number we took in, and the number of pledges that we have. And it's important to realize, if you made a pledge, keep your promise. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. And if you haven't made your pledge, there are pledge cards in the entryway to the church and more census forms. It's important that we know you're here if you can say, "You can count on me." And you have that opportunity still in in both entrances. You can get those, fill them out, and put them into the boxes we have there. We've begun serious deliberations with contractors to begin looking at renovations to move the administrative offices from the rectory over here to the church building. We need to have a healthy priest residence. When you have people sleeping in their offices, that's not a good thing. So we're going to be trying to change that situation. It'll be important not only for me, but for every future priest who ever comes to live here. And I want to add another bedroom when we move administration out, because I have the opportunity from the diocese to get for a whole year a pastoral year seminarian. That's a third year seminarian who has been all the way through philosophy and most of the way through his theology and comes to work in the parish full time, it's a fabulous opportunity for both us and the seminarian. And we'll be renovating over here in the school area to make nice offices. And what they'll do is, that'll turn the face of the church toward the north, toward this side. The main entrance will be over here, and then the rectory will be where it belongs, at the back of the property. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're going to need to be able to pay off those expenses as well. But when I have more information, I'll let you know. This week we have Ash Wednesday, and we will begin the season of Lent. Don't let Lent happen. Plan it. It's like taking a vacation. If you are going to come out at the other end of Lent just like you are right now, bad plan. Bad plan. Plan for it. Plan your devotions. Plan the things you're going to do. Ask God to help you. Pray. You should grow in prayer during Lent. You should grow in generosity during Lent. You should grow in your ability to conquer your temptations and yourself grow in self-discipline. That's what 2,000 years of tradition is all about. When we speak of, you read the lives of the saints, and still true today, you read about fasting. You read about sacrifices, devotions, prayer, giving alms. All those things separate us from the world, and they help us to build that muscle that we need to grow in faith and become good citizens of the kingdom of God. Don't miss Mass. Receive Holy Eucharist every Sunday and Holy Day without fail. Go to frequent confession. It's a very simple formula. It's fabulous. During Lent, come to Stations of the Cross. Do a little extra penance and prayer. Come to daily Mass. The kingdom of God is at hand.